Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. I'm Dr. Richard Friend, and today we're interviewing Dr. John Higginbotham, Chair of our Department of Community Medicine and Population Health, about precision medicine. Precision medicine is a more personalized approach to health care and treatment instead of a one-size-fits-all approach. And the National Institute of Health is conducting a nationwide study on precision medicine. Dr. Higginbotham will talk about how University Medical Center is participating in the NIH study and using our mobile outreach unit to recruit participants. Welcome to Health Matters with your host, Leslie Skinner.
The University and the Institute for Rural Health Research are involved in a national research project with the National Institutes of Health called the All of Us Research Project. Can you tell us a little bit about that project?
You know, we are really excited to be part of that project. That project is going nationwide. It's the biggest project that the National Institutes of Health has ever undertaken. They're going to try to get more than 1 million people to participate in this research project. And this is part of the initiative for doing precision medicine. Mm-hmm. And in precision medicine, we've been doing it for a long time. Actually, Ben Franklin started it with prescription glasses. You know, as we get glasses and contact lenses, they're fit for each of us. But when we take that to regular medicine, it usually comes that we give one pill to the same group of people no matter what. But we know that that doesn't always work well. And so we want to find more about what works with what types of people under what conditions so that we can be more precise in how we do their medicine. And this research is going to help us do that. So we're really excited to be part of this. We're actually part of a group of southern universities and research hospitals that are working together to represent those of us in the South who've never been able to be a part of these really big research projects or the development of new drugs. And so we want the people in these rural areas, the people who've been left out of these studies, the non-white individuals, to be a part so we can find out the best way to move things forward. In fact, Francis Collins, who is the director of the National Institutes of Health, says this is going to change the way we do medicine. And we will be more precise, more effective, and more efficient in the way that we do things. So as part of this study, what we try to do is bring people in who want to participate. Okay. And as part of the participation, we take a little blood. But we also get information about what illnesses they've had, where they grew up, the types of things that they do, and more information about them so we can start to understand the relationships with the things that go on. And what they get out of it is that everyone in this project gets their genome sequenced. You know, you may have heard things like some of the proprietary places who say, we'll tell you where you're from, or we'll tell you some of the things that you're at risk for. Mm-hmm. Well, this project will do the entire genome, all of it, and will be able to tell you immediately when they return the results about 56 different genetic markers for disease. And when they get all that done, they'll call you back and say, we found this and we'd like to talk to you about it and inform you about that. You know, some of these genes are, you may have heard of the BRCA1 and BRCA2 genes,
right,
which
are
for breast cancer. Mm-hmm. Well, these would be ones that we would notify you for so that you could talk with your doctor about what that information may mean. But there are a total of 56 that we know right now. But the good thing is, as this study learns more about how those genes predict different diseases and morbidities, they will call you back and say, we found something new. So it's not just a one-shot thing. It's for the entire time that we have this study. And we're really excited about that and moving that forward. We think that it's going to change the way we do medicine.
And how long have you been involved, or how long has the Institute for Rural Health Research and University Medical Center, that's the medical center that you all are collaborating with in terms of this project?
Absolutely. Okay. We work with the physicians and the clinics in the medical center to help recruit people for this project. Mm-hmm. We've been doing it for a little over a year and a half now.
Okay.
And just at our site, now we're part of a number of sites around the South, including UAB, Huntsville, Mobile, Tulane, LSU, University of Mississippi Medical Center, all sorts of places. But just for ours, we've already collected 1,500 individuals who are part of our study. And we're really excited to bring a group from Alabama who's different from any other group that we see there and let them participate and help this study move forward. But we work with the medical center to help us recruit people to participate. But we also have a mobile unit that we're really excited about. This is a 40-foot bus that has two exam rooms and all that sort of stuff. So we can actually take our clinic out into rural areas and recruit people there to participate, get them on board, take everything that we need to do, mm-hmm. and then they don't have to do anything else with us. It's all done there at the mobile unit. So we've been able to work with people all across West Alabama, you know, Carrollton, Pickensville, you know, we've been to Greensboro and all sorts of places like that. And sometimes we've only recruit two or three, but we've had as many as 28.
Okay.
And when it takes about a half an hour to participate in the program, you know, 28's a lot of people to try to get through there. But we've been really excited, and the people see our bus and want to come and participate, and they will get a lot out of it too. In fact, they get a $25 gift card when they compete. And sometimes we even throw in a t-shirt, and you know, lots of folks love the t-shirt.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So you go out into West Alabama with a mobile outreach unit, and specifically to rural and underserved areas. I know a lot of the South, particularly the Deep South, a lot of the communities are,
you know,
we're
really working
areas
to try to get people to participate who normally would not be part mm-hmm. of these big projects. Most of the people who participate in projects like this come from the big cities, come from the mm-hmm. East Coast, the very large places there, or the West Coast. The folks down South really haven't been part of that.
Mm-hmm. And you're talking about clinical trials.
Yeah. Being part of the research in the Deep South really lets us do things that let people know that we want to participate. Our issues matter, and that we want to help make a difference.
And are there differences if you look across the country with different populations, different ethnic groups, different racial groups, different geographic areas where people experience disease differently?
You know, they really do. In the South, oftentimes, you know, when we see the colors on the map for those maps of hypertension, diabetes, you know, all those sorts of things, we here in the South are usually not the best colors on the map. We're the ones who have the higher rates and risks for all these diseases. And we really need the assistance of this study to help us find out what are these differences and how we can intervene and change those colors on the map.
And so the participants, from a national perspective, then it sounds like this research project, all of us, will accelerate research into precision medicine beyond what you mentioned earlier, the prescription glasses and maybe hearing aids and things that can be individualized for a person. This will help individualize medications and...
You know, we expect this to individual medications. We expect this to actually change things that people may want to eat in order to change their risk. It'll change things on how they may want to exercise. You know, we don't all exercise the same, and the exercise affects people differently for different types of exercise. Mm-hmm. So this may add to that. You know, one of the things that we're going to move on to in the next phase of this study is having folks use wearables. so that we can get information about them and what things they do and how it impacts their health, so that we can then come with a precision medicine attitude and do prescriptive exercises or prescription foods and things of that nature that we need to do.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like it's an additional support, healthcare support for participants who are involved in this study. So in addition to going to their doctor, they also have the ability to receive this information about their individual health and,
you know,
their genetic markers. And
so for them as individuals, they will get a summary of the information that they give to us. They'll get these results back, and they'll get the new things that we learn that will apply to them as points of information as the study goes along.
Have you seen any apprehension from people? Are they worried about privacy, you know, patient information privacy?
You know, people are always worried about privacy. And we go to, you know, the highest degree that our government lets us. We have a certificate of confidentiality. And that certificate says that any information that we collect is ours and cannot be looked at by anybody that is not affiliated with this research project. So some people worry about, well, is my genetic information going to be shared with anybody? Well, unless it's they're part of the study, it won't. Even if some judge might say, I want access to this data, we can say, we have a certificate of confidentiality and you can't have access to it. So it is that strong a barrier for people to have access to that information, and we use the highest standards of computer safety and security that we have right now.
And so for an individual, if they participate in this project, they can get information, like you said, about their genetic markers and other information, and that can in turn help them possibly prevent something that could potentially occur down the road for them.
You know, working with their primary care providers, they can take this information to them, and that can provide things, you know, like with our folks we recruit from the University Medical Center. You find out this information, you go back to our physicians at the University Medical Center, and they will know how to better treat you or how to better monitor your health to provide you the best health care they can.
And what's been the response from people that have signed up to be part of this research study in Alabama? Have they been excited to participate? Did they feel like we're finally being included?
You know, some people are so thrilled to finally be able to participate in this, to have themselves and their groups represented, that they're just ecstatic about what they can do. And frankly, there are some other people that are still apprehensive, but they want the information so bad that they're going to go through with it. You know, and so we have a wide range of reactions to this. But we're glad for all of them, and we're going to help everybody that we can participate. But we always want people to know that they own their data. So if they ever want to stop participating, all they have to do is let us know, and we've got some forms they fill out, and their data is then removed from all the data that's there. And that's a response to people who just really decide that they're not comfortable with that. But we do put in all the protections that are available for us to keep that information secure and to keep it from being identified with them individually, so that we can do the research, report on groups, not never on individuals, for the outcomes of these research studies.
Okay. And you said this has been going on for about a year, or the university and University Medical Center have been participating for about a year.
Yeah, we've been participating in it for about a year and a half.
Okay.
And it's been going on a little more than that.
We
were not the first ones to participate, but we got in on the game pretty early because, for me, this is one of the highlights of my career. I've been involved in a lot of projects that's tried to change those colors on the map, but this is probably the biggest one that has ever happened in my career, and probably will be the biggest thing for a long time to come.
And by training, you're a preventive medicine specialist and epidemiologist.
Yes.
Okay. So, and how long will this project, or how long is all of us expected to continue?
You know, right now we're on a 5-year time period, but we expect it to go at least 10 and hopefully beyond that. But it depends on how successful we are in recruiting people. You know, the more we move towards that 1 million people across the country, the better off we'll be. We're over 250,000 across the country right now. So we're moving very well towards that goal, but we still need people to participate.
Okay.
And you can do that by going and looking at allofus.org or allofus.gov and look for us on the drop-down box to sign up to come join us.
Okay. And so you will continue making trips in the mobile outreach unit into areas throughout Alabama?
You know, we want to make people have access to this across West Alabama, Demopolis, you know, all sort, Moundville, you know, Utah, different places where folks who don't usually get the chance to participate in these things can have that opportunity.
Can you think of anything else that needs to be included that we didn't ask?
Well, you know, this is a great opportunity, and we really appreciate all those folks who support us and who come and participate, but also those that tell others about it so they can come and participate too.
And what was the impetus nationwide? I'm just kind of curious, to get this particular project started. Is it just a natural evolution into precision medicine and making that stronger across the country, or?
You know, precision medicine has been a new emphasis for the National Institutes of Health.
Okay.
And this is just a natural progression from that in order to find out more information, to be able to do it in large scale, to be able to do it for small groups of special individuals like those from rural Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need a study this large to be able to find out the things that will move us and propel us into the future of medicine.
Okay, and to make the population healthier, ultimately.
Absolutely.
And I guess the way clinical trials and drug trials are done currently, as you mentioned, in large cities with particular populations, so sometimes the medicines that are created might work well in this population, but maybe not
so,
in
for example,
a different population.
There is some hypertension medicine that was developed using old white men like myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that medicine worked for old white men. But when we gave it to people of color of certain backgrounds, it didn't work. And so a new medicine had to be developed that would work in that population. So what we're trying to do is figure out what those differences are before so we can develop those medications and other therapeutics that would help a broad range or more precise group of people depending on their characteristics that get the right type of medicine.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit umc.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, and Demopolis.